So, position can be bought. Respect must be earned. People in high places oftentimes buy their positions. They buy the votes of the people to get elected, be governor, and to be elected to be senator and congressman and things like that. But a man like Louis L'Amour, or a man like, who's the author of that book on history? Ariel and Will Durant.
Durant.
That's respect that is earned by the exquisite quality of the books that they wrote. They wrote books, volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes about history. And all themselves, they put it together and created some of the most magnificent readable books on history that you can imagine. Now, their respect that they have, they earned it. They earned it by their exquisite quality of writing and their genius in gathering things together and their love for history. So, what level have you arrived at? We now have 1 minute and 25 seconds. What level have you arrived at in your life? Have you arrived at a level of position that you bought or respect that you have earned? Many people have positions, and they are presidents, and they are vice presidents, and they are secretaries, and they are treasurers. And then we come to a very unique position, a position that doesn't get much attention, but a position that is extremely important. It's called the Girl Friday. The Girl Friday in a business is the boss's personal secretary, who knows everything the boss is doing, knows every bit of the work that the boss is doing, is on top of everything in a beautiful way, and is very happy to do it very well. Very happy to do it very well. And she doesn't expect any credit. She wants the boss to have all the credit. His name is on every memo, on every little thing, even though she writes them. And she makes his name look like a prince in the industrial world, because he is always there doing whatever is necessary to be done to say thank you to people, to appreciate the work they've done, to recognize achievements that anyone has done in the company. I mean, wow, she's on top of it. But she's like a good insurance agent. A good insurance agent knows everybody's birthday, so to speak, everybody's anniversary, everybody's birth and death date and things like that, you know, all the things that are important. And so when the insurance agent calls you, he says, "Well, I see you celebrated your daughter's birthday yesterday. She's 14 now. That's wonderful, isn't it?" You know, and right away, you're in his hand, you know. And then he says, "But did you tell your husband that the anniversary's coming up tomorrow? You know, you really should leak it to him. If you don't, I'll do it for you. But, you know, you deserve to have some lovely gift for your anniversary." "Ah, John, you're such a wonderful insurance agent. You are so super. You will take some more insurance." And really, that's how they do it. They ingratiate themselves into the family and into the world of these people. And how many people do that? Very few people do that. And so when someone comes along and does it, you're willing to pay a little more insurance and so forth to say thank you, because that's really quite an honor to have that recognition. Now, did that insurance man earn that recognition? He sure did. He kept on top of it. He used to have his little date book, and in there he kept all those things. Now he has his computer, and the computer says, 12 o'clock, time to call them. 1 o'clock, time to call them. 2 o'clock, you know, and it keeps him right on the ball, which is a wonderful thing. But we don't use our computers, and we don't use our handies enough to take advantage of all these things that we can. Position can be bought. People can buy positions of high esteem and high acclaim and just rise to the ultimate of their field, whatever it may be. But unless they have a Girl Friday riding with them, they're gonna go for a fall. Because you may buy your position, you may buy yourself into a high state in the company, but if you can't perform, if the board of directors don't throw you out, your associates will, because nobody likes to carry the load of another person who doesn't carry his own load. And if you have the position, then you should certainly carry your load. You should know what your job is, do it exquisitely well, and let the fringes reach out onto other people's jobs, making their jobs all the lighter and all the more beautiful. It's a real talent to do this. It's a real talent to do this. I know I had a boss in Atwater, California, Corey, what was his name? We always called him Mr. Corey. And he was a pleasant fellow, but he always wanted to cover the city hall, and he always wanted to write the editorials, and he always wanted to write a special column on the front page, which had secret in-depth stuff about everything and everybody. And so I would feed him the stuff for his column. And then after I was there for about 3 weeks, he saw what I was doing to the newspaper, and he saw the respect I had for the community. He gave me the city hall beat, you know, which was wonderful. And then he gave me the privilege of writing all the editorials. And so naturally I created a great editorial page. And on the middle of the editorial page, I had a feature picture every week of something that I'd taken in the community, which nobody could, you know, find fault with. And usually Mark was someplace close around in the picture. You know, got to get my boy in there, you know. And then I wrote a column, and it was called Mark the Spark. And it would be about what he said and what he did. And when I was in the Prairie du Chien on the Mississippi River, I had Mississippi ripples. And that was kind of a fun column. But when you build up your talent to do things, you're given the opportunity to do it. When you don't show that you can do it by getting out there and doing it, even though you're not getting credit for it, nobody's going to want to give you the opportunity to do it, because they don't know if you can do it. And they don't want their name on the limb for having it done improperly. So whenever you have the opportunity to do anything for anybody else, to improve their work and improve your ability to do it, because that opens the door for you to step in there or to be asked to come in and do the things that you would love to do. But if you're just going to stand back and say, when they're ready, when they see what a jerk that person is, they'll hire me. Not necessarily, because they've got to see what a genius you are. And they'll never see what a genius you are unless you do some extra time, put in some extra hours, put in some extra love and care. If the boss says, hey, we got to get this thing out, do you mind coming in Saturday? Not at all, glad to come in, you know. And then you go in, and you just have a great time, and you do it. But you don't show that you're at all upset about it. That is building respect. The other way is buying gifts for the boss. You buy gifts for the boss, and that's sort of buying your way into prestige and power. But it's soon found out. It's soon found out. And why do I say it's soon found out? Because people who buy their way into position, somebody suffers because they're buying. Their wife doesn't get any gifts. Their children don't get any gifts. The boss gets all these gifts, which he doesn't need, but merely to make a show, and never do that. Obviously, give of yourself, which is the greatest gift you could ever give, and that brings the greatest respect. And you're not buying your way into something. You're buying it in a manner of speaking, as everything is a salesmanship job. But just give of yourself totally, wholly, and perfectly, and ask nothing in return, and pretty soon they'll just dump the whole thing on you and say, it's yours. When I was in West Dallas, I was working for the newspaper there, I told you about that. And after I was there for about, 2 months, my boss said, and all he'd been doing is letting me write the obits and society and stuff like that, you know, even though I was the editor of the paper, but I just started. So he says, Herb, the whole thing's yours. I'm going to Florida with the family. We'll be gone for 2 months. Ah! So 8 editions I got to put out. And each edition I made better than the edition before. And we got prizes and awards because I entered them in for prizes and awards, you know, to the various associations that we belong to. And when the boss came home, he was beside himself. He said, I didn't know you could do all these things. And I said, well, you trained me well. Thank you very much. You know. So, you know, this is honesty. And he did. He did. I knew how to do everything, but I didn't have the courage to do it. And he says, go down to the dark room and dwell. I did that in high school, you know, and I didn't, nothing was, that meant anything. Now it means something. It's for the newspaper. And then it's the pictures of his wife, you know, and things like that. But it all worked out just fine. But he encouraged me and he believed in me. And happily, I was able to do it. But that's what it's all about. Position can be bought. Respect must be earned. And I respected myself. And I respected everyone around me. And perhaps that's why they respected me. Perhaps that's why. I love you.